Good morning, Gene. It's Tim Carter. Thanks a ton for calling Ask the Builder on WGRR. How are you today, Gene?
Oh, fine. And you, Tim?
Gene, I'm doing just great.
Oh, good. Tim, the tile at the base of my bathroom wall is loose, and I was thinking about replacing it myself. What do I need to know?
Well, it's the first thing I'd like to know often is why did it become loose? And I know you might not know the answer to that. It did, you know, I'd wonder if water got behind that tile and if it caused the drywall to disintegrate or whatever, you know, the tile was stuck to. And so the first thing you want to check is to make sure that the wall behind the tile is okay. Have you been able to take the tile off?
Yes.
Is the wall in good shape?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. On the back of the tile, can you tell what kind of adhesive was there? I mean, does it look like a bunch of like little itty-bitty lines, like little V-grooves? Or do you? Is it a gray product? Is there anything on the back of the tile?
I'm not quite sure what you mean.
Okay, well, somehow, typically we will attach tile to a wall with either an organic mastic that looks to me a lot like cake icing. That's about the consistency of it.
Well, but this looks yellow, that's all.
Yeah, okay, that's an organic mastic. There you go, that's an organic mastic. And it's applied with a V-notch trowel. And then, so here's what happened. The reason it might have come off is whoever put that mastic on the wall, the mastic might have gotten what we call a skin over it. So it actually wasn't as sticky as it could have been when they put the tile on. So all you really have to do is you can actually buy a tube of liquid nail, you know, these adhesives that come in a caulk gun tube.
Mm-hmm.
That'll work fine. You can actually buy a very small can, maybe a 1-quart can of the tile adhesive, the same exact mastic that was originally used, and put some on the back of the tile with a putty knife. Just make sure that the back of the tile is dust-free and the wall where you're going to put it is also dust-free. And it should just go right on the wall. It'll stick very well as long as the adhesive is fresh.
Okay, now I noticed that this tile, whatever that was, did not go from corner to corner, so to speak. It was like, it didn't cover the whole tile. Is that necessary to cover the whole tile?
I would try to get the adhesive all over the entire tile within about a quarter of an inch of each edge.
Okay.
And be careful about putting a big glob, and you don't want to put it on uneven. It's really kind of important that you spread the adhesive on the back of this tile evenly. That's why we use those V-notch trowels. And sometimes you can get those very inexpensively at the stores. They almost make like a throwaway model.
What do you call it?
It's a V-notch trowel. You know how concrete finishers use a steel trowel to finish concrete?
Yes.
Well, on a concrete trowel, the edge of the trowel is completely smooth. It's just as smooth as can be. But on a trowel that you spread mastic with, the edge of the trowel has these notches in it that looks like a bunch of letter V's, the letter V like in Victor.
Right.
And the tips of the V's touch one another. So it looks like a sawtooth blade.
Uh-huh.
And when you slide the trowel over the mastic, it creates these very even ridges of glue on the surface.
Uh-huh.
So it spreads it evenly. If you don't have the adhesive even on the back of the tile, the tile may sit a little funny on the wall, like it may be a little canted one way or the other.
I see.
It's really not as hard as you might think.
Okay, so now what about the stuff that was left on the wall?
I would try to get some of that off if you can. Try to chisel that carefully off the wall without gouging the wall too much.
Right.
And that's all. And that's the magic. And then once the tile's set, literally a few minutes later, you can go ahead and grout it if you want.
Okay.
You don't have to wait a day to grout it since you're just putting one tile in.
Okay. Well, actually, like 30 pieces that I have to put around.
Oh, well, in that case, I'd put all the tile on and I'd let it sit for a day and then come back and grout it the second day.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Gene, anything else?
Well, yeah, Tim, now, is there usually is it grout that you have around the basins?
Yes. Yeah. In other words, you're going to grout these tile just like you would grout any other tile, and the grout comes in a bag or a box, and it's a powder that you mix with water.
Mm-hmm.
And you just apply it to the grooves between the tile, and you strike it with a rubber float, you know, to get the excess off. You wait about 5 minutes till it starts to get a little stiff. and you rub it very gently with a sponge that is just slightly damp, with no, you know how you can take a sponge and totally squeeze all the water out?
Right.
I mean, totally get all the water out. That's how the sponge has got to be. No dripping water in the sponge. Okay?
Okay.
It's not that hard. You can do it.
Okay.
All right, Gene, thanks for calling Ask the Builder.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.